If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Karen, good morning. Let's get your take on the elimination of cash bail in Illinois. What do you think this is going to do? How do you think it will affect the rate of defendants not showing up for trial? Or will it?
Well, I just think the big picture has to be that cash bail was never about security. It was always just about getting people to come back to court. And the reason that people generally don't come back to court is because they forget the date, they can't get there, they don't have transportation, they go to the wrong place. People generally show up to court because they want to resolve their case. That's the truth of the matter. So limiting cash bail is not going to change this at all. In fact, a lot of the places where they've reduced cash bail, they're doing other things to help people get back to court, like making sure they have directions, making sure they have transportation. So that's going to not affect any of these things. And when it comes to safety, I hear a lot of people on the street, Bob, saying, oh, we're going to let all these criminals out now. It's a matter of lawlessness on the street. But again, cash bail never had anything to do with determining whether someone was dangerous. It was always about making sure they came back. So The courts can still detain people, and they're going to detain people. And in my opinion, I think they're going to detain more people because they don't have options here. They're going to either keep them in jail pending trial. They're either going to release them without any conditions, or they're going to release them with some conditions like electronic monitoring. So I think this is not going to be what a lot of people think it's going to be.
Yeah, there seems to be a lot of confusion about it, but from what you're saying, it doesn't seem like we're not going to be as safe.
No, I think it's, in fact, there have been studies, and this is not just liberal speak, this is actual studies with statistics that show that when you eliminate cash bail, what bail does is destabilizes people. If you can't pay $100 to get out of jail and you're going to be in jail for a year or two pending trial, you lose your home, you lose your family connections, you can't support your family, you can't take your medicine, you can't get your mental health treatment. A lot of people who are in the system have mental health issues. So what it does is destabilizes them, which means that they're going to be more likely to commit crimes when they get out because they have fewer resources and connections. So this is going to be good in the long run, I think, and I think we just have to get past the confusion that is being caused right now with just getting the system working.
Good points. Let's talk about Hunter Biden. He's suing the IRS. What exactly is he asking for?
Yeah, I'm confused by this one. He's suing the IRS because he says that two of the agents wrongfully disclosed his tax return information, and they didn't establish safeguards for keeping it confidential. So there were two IRS agents who testified before Congress that there was some idea that prosecution was not moving as quickly as it should have been, and that he was getting favored treatment. But then those agents went on to all kinds of news media and were disclosing things beyond that. And Hunter Biden is saying that those are violations of the law, and there's like a $1,000 fine for each disclosure. So the question is, why is he doing this? You know, I mean, just because he can bring a lawsuit, why is he bringing it? It seems like it's bringing more attention to him and his father. And so I guess I'm wondering if this is a strategy in the long run to get them to back down on prosecuting him, because it doesn't seem to make sense.
His plea deal failed. How unusual is that? And does he have an argument that he made a deal and that deal should have been enforced?
Yeah, it's unusual for a plea deal to fail because normally the judge goes along with what the prosecution and defendant have agreed to. Why? Because they negotiated it, and that gets the system moving. And we, if we didn't have a plea bargain system, our courts would be even more jammed than they are already. But it does happen, and the judge had questions about the propriety of that deal. But, you know, remember we had Justice Smollett have the same issue where he, you know, did his community service, he paid his fine, and then the special counsel was appointed and he was reindicted. And his argument there was sort of, you know, we made a deal. There was a government deal and it should be enforced. I think that Hunter Biden could have that same argument, and he's probably going to lodge that among other things. Again, this gun charge is not super serious because he basically said, he basically lied saying he didn't have a drug problem when he signed up for the gun. You know, people do that every single day, and most people who have a drug problem deny they have one. So, this should move through the system. He should plead guilty to it and probably get diversion, which means no jail time.
And there's still a lot of talk about the Donald Trump Meet the Press interview, especially the part where he said he was calling the shots, not relying on the advice of lawyers as far as questioning the outcome of the election. Now, many have pointed to that as a statement that could come back to haunt him. But hasn't it already been pretty much established that he was the boss in all these situations?
Yeah, but I think this adds a layer of argument for the prosecution, because I think his best defense on some of this stuff is, hey, I was listening to the best lawyers that money could buy. I had Rudy Giuliani, who in his day was a great lawyer, and all these other people who had, you know, the fabulous Ivy League schools behind them. And they were all saying, yes, President, you can do this. This is a legitimate use of your power. But now he's saying, no, I was the boss. I wasn't listening to the lawyers. So that does take away a very powerful defense. And it was really not very good. You know, it wasn't a good move for him to say those kind of things. And that's why when you're under indictment, you really shouldn't be doing a lot of press.
Karen Cotty on the radio here Sunday afternoon from 4 until 5. So if the Bears go south again and you're tired of listening to that, you can hear the legal briefs with Karen. Have a good weekend.
I'm second best, I guess, Bob.
Oh, no, never. Thank you.